Hi there. The word for you today is on the process of peace. In Psalm 119, verse 165, David says, "Great peace have they who love your word, and nothing can make them stumble." Before leaving this world, one of the last things Jesus said to his disciples was this: "In this world, you will have trouble." And he was right, wasn't he? We all experience stress, occupational demands, deadlines, expectations, personal pressures ganging up on us, and constantly trying to rob us of the peace we so desperately desire. And none of us are immune. We all experience stress, frustration, and the feeling like we're on the autobahn of life. So, what is all this anyway except the absence of peace? Well, the answer can't be found in a pill, a possession, or a pleasure. All those things wear off or wear out. The Bible talks about three different kinds of peace. Let's look at them first. Peace with others. In Romans 12, verse 18, Paul writes, "As far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone." This is external peace, and it's necessary for human relationships to flourish. Second, there's peace with yourself. In Colossians 3, verse 15, we read, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts." This is internal peace, a rest of mind and soul that escapes most of us. And thirdly, there's peace with God. Romans 5, verse 1, the apostle writes, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." And this is eternal peace, and it comes from knowing that you're in right relationship with God. So, here's how it works. When you're at peace with God, you'll be at peace with yourself. And when you're at peace with yourself, you'll be at peace with others. And that, in a nutshell, is the process of peace.